Hello.
Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm calling from returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a question. I have two charges on my credit card. Now, I did do an online survey thing, and I was supposed to get a mixer, and I paid like $2.95, but I noticed the fee was like $5.95, and then another one's coming in for $67.50, and I'm wondering what in the heck this is.
Okay, go ahead and give me your zip code and I'll be happy to look that account up for you. Your zip code and I'll be happy to look that account up for you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you that.
Oh, that's
Seven
fine.
two two one zero. It's Ann Wilson.
Okay, 72210. Okay.
It was supposed to
And
be
your,
me.
okay, what's your first and last name?
Ann Wilson.
Okay, I see it, Anne. Give me just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and if you could verify your shipping address for me, please.
21 Vista Drive, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay, thank you.
72. How's California?
Okay, it's nice.
What part of California are you in?
Actually, we are a third-party call center, and we represent over
Oh.
400 different companies. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
And I'm sorry, taking a little time to pull it up. Just bear with me, just for a second.
Okay. No problem, because I'm sitting there going, okay, I won this mixer. All I wanted was $2.95 for shipping, and now all of a sudden all these charges are coming in. I'm going, wait a minute, what is all this?
Okay, I am showing on December the 5th,
Right.
KitchenAid. Yeah, that was for 574, and you have the 72 hours to cancel that. And if you fail to do that in that time frame, what it does, it puts you into a membership. So that's where the
But it was supposed to be $2.95. They the thing was for $2.95 shipping for a free KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, and under the terms and conditions, you have the 72 hours to cancel. And when you didn't do
Well,
it in that time frame, yeah, so that was a valid charge. So that's where the what other charges you were asking about? You know about the five to what other was showing?
yeah, there's something that came in pending for like it's what was it? 60, was it 67? 67.95 or something like that?
6732. That was on the 10th. I'm showing on the
Well,
10th. Okay, so what I can do is go ahead and cancel the account where you won't get any more reoccurring charges. But that was a valid charge.
what
Being
is it a charge for?
it's a membership. You get like a $125 voucher that you can
Oh, no.
use towards, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not getting the KitchenAid mixer for $2.95.
Yeah, the one for 574, you'll go ahead and get that.
Oh, okay. Why
But
did they increase it to 574 from 295?
could have been this is the only information I'm able to read. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, when I did it and they said, shipping would be $2.95, and so I provided that. So I couldn't figure out why it had doubled.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel your account. You won't be charged anymore
Okay.
after it's taken care of. That, there won't be any more charges to your account. Okay?
All right. Are you taking off at 67 something?
Well, being that that was a valid charge under the terms and conditions, you know, so, but you won't be charged anymore after I cancel the account.
Well, that's kind of crazy. Why didn't, you know, that's just really weird. So I'm being charged $67.50 for...
Well, under the terms and conditions, that was a valid charge, you know, with the 72 hours you had to cancel. And then when you didn't, but what I can do is do a 50% discount, excuse me, 50% towards the $67.32.
Can you not just eliminate the whole thing?
Well, due to the terms and conditions, being it's a valid charge, but I can give you some back on it. I can do 50% on the $67.32.
Wow. Because I could have gotten one here cheaper than that. Oh, I thought I was doing it, having a good deal here. But they said they would ship also within 5 days, and I haven't received anything.
Okay, so that's going to be, you're going to get $33.66 back in your account. I'd give that 3 to 4 days, and let me go ahead and make a note on that. Okay, that was successful, the $33.66, and let me notate your account that you did cancel. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, we have got that taken care of. Give me just one moment.
Okay. So you can't tell me why they doubled the shipping charge?
Okay. The only information I can give is what I have in front of me. I did cancel the account, and I did give you a 50% discount back on the refund of the $67.32 that you called in.
Okay.
Okay, so we got you taken care of. All right, will you enjoy your evening? Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Can you tell me when I'm supposed to get this?
I would give it at least, you know, like any other company, 3 to 5 business days. And let me give you that order number, okay?
Okay, hang on just a second.
Let me know when you're ready.
Down.
Okay.
All right,
it's a cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to be C as in Charlie.
Hang on just a second.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Alrighty, sorry. I was out in another room. Okay, C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh. 2-6-3-1-9-3-0-6-6.
1-9-3-0-6-6. Okay, that's my cancellation number.
It's 2-6-3-1-9-3-0-6-6.
Okay, right. Okay. All right. And do you have the phone number for the company itself?
We are a third-party call center. We represent 400 different companies. So we work in customer support. So this is, we just call to answer the questions and take care of and make adjustments. But it should be that same number. Okay, all right. Thank you, and you have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.